This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this 25th day of June. Mr. Crenshaw is on assignment. Eric Slaughter has joined us. We do this on this, anniversary of this album coming out. Purple Rain came out on this day, June 25th. You remember the year?
1984.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Control of the board stays with Mr. Slaughter. Say to you, God, good morning, Georgia.
Good morning.
And a special good morning to you fine folks in Canton.
Oh, Cherokee County. That's my neck of the woods.
Is it now?
Yeah, Creek okay. View, Sequoia, River Ridge, know them all well.
Okay. Hey, listen, something's going on over there at Off the Hook. We reached out to them because I needed an answer on something, and KB ain't got back to me. He needs to change his
two-for-one specials?
I don't know what it is, but I need to hear from Eric over there, or Maurice over there at Off the Hook. And the number we got is not working, so they need to reach out to us. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, special guest is going to join the show, going to be with us the last couple hours, Dr. Dale Yake, CEO and founder of PT Solutions, but a big sports fan. Sits on the Concussion Legacy Board. Lots of things to talk about him. Injuries going on within the sports world, but with what he is doing not only with the business, but like I said, on that when you talk concussions, that runs across the board, no pun intended. That's everybody. So yeah. We will be talking to him. Going to be joined by Deshaun Tate coming up later on this hour. We're going to talk NBA draft, his thoughts on the upcoming season, what's going on with the Hawks, all of that. And then later on, Joe Patrick's going to join us. 9 o'clock hour. Get ready for Atlanta United against Toronto. We'll also talk Braves, Freddie's return. So we are having some fun here this morning. Like I said, Mr. Crenshaw's out. Eric and I are just kind of by the seat of our pants. I was gone most of all last week dealing with family stuff and missed out, so he has been a marvelous crutch for me this morning, and I can't thank you enough. And also, we put a poll question out there last segment. You know, with the return of Freddie Freeman to Atlanta and the love that we saw him get, if you saw the game yesterday, pregame, got us thinking about, is that the gold standard now? Is Freddie received the greatest hug, if you will, from the Atlanta sports fans of his particular sport more than any other returning great Atlanta athlete? So we put three of them on the poll. We also have other. Freddie, Dominique Wilkins, Deion Sanders, or other. At 92.9 The Game is where the poll is. We'd love for you to participate, but we threw that out there last segment. Are you ready to fill the very, very large shoes of Mr. Crenshaw and talking about what's going on here locally, bringing everybody up to snuff on?
I am going to do my very, very best to make our good friend and mentor, Mr. Sam Crenshaw. I've known Sam for so long. He's taught me so much about this business. I just want to tell people, you know, I would remember seeing Sam when I was a student at Morehouse be one of the only reporters that showed up, I mean, regularly,
yeah,
to give the HBCUs and the local colleges love. Him and Mr. Do you remember Mr. Ernest Reese? He was a longtime reporter for the AJC.
I do not.
Yeah. You know, between Sam Crenshaw and Mr. Ernest Reese, they were the two staples that would come to Morehouse, Clark Atlanta, Morris Brown, when they actually had a team. Now that they're back, we'll see how long it takes for them to get a team. But that was some of my earliest memories or interactions
with
Sam.
Your informative years.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Crenshaw was around for.
Yes, he was.
Are there any Polaroids from those days?
I don't know. We weren't great Polaroids. We were very low pixel cell phones back then.
Okay.
Well, whatever it was, 1 pixel, 2 pixel, whatever it was when those flip cell phones first started getting the cameras on them. That's what we had back then. So,
but I'm sitting here looking at this stuff here from last night, and Snitker giving Freddie his ring.
Yeah, yeah, they had a good embrace.
But the thing is, I'm so cynical. When I first saw that, I was thinking, it'd been a few months since they all got them rings, and maybe Freddie's didn't, you know, open at the top. Maybe his isn't exactly like the others.
Oh, no.
Like, I guarantee I'd had Snicker bring his out and go, okay, let's compare these two.
It's been in a vault somewhere. Someone's been safeguarding that thing because it was, I guess.
You're right. I'm just saying, when I'm looking at it, I'm going, because I figured he'd lift up the top like the rest of them, you know, he'd look inside
right.
and all that.
Because inside is the picture of the stadium,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, or, and I mean, more diamonds.
Picture, but yeah, a little engravement. I'll tell you what they do. I thought when the Bucks made theirs into a medallion that they had did something, and the Braves, of course, outdid the Bucks.
Well, that one's basketball, too. They do things a little bit differently there. All right, man, so the floor is yours.
Absolutely. So some big events going on this weekend. You heard the promo here on 92.9 The Game for this NFL alumni vaccine event. And, you know, it's tremendous that we are halfway through 2022, and we're still having mega vaccine events. So if you need to get vaccinated, your first shot, your second shot, probably even your booster. You can get second boosters now, so I'm not sure what all they have. But the NFL alumni are hosting a vaccine event. Some big NFL alumni is at Atlanta City Hall, and it's being hosted today. And your first, second, and booster shots are available for all those eligible to be vaccinated. Anyone receiving their first or second dose will receive a $100 gift card. Big Hugh Douglas.
Say that again.
Anyone receiving their first or second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine will be handed a $100 gift card.
Not bad.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Hugh Douglas from the John and Hugh Morning Show is on site. Bubby Love from V103 is also on site. And that, once again, is at the Atlanta City Hall. Former Falcons Warwick Dunn, Terrence Mathis, Billy's White Shoes Johnson, and Dan Benish. I don't remember a Dan Benish. Also a former Georgia and Detroit Lion Horace King, and former Georgia player and president of the Atlanta chapter of the Georgia alumni, Andrew Bolton, will be there. So a great event held by the NFL Alumni Association at Atlanta City Hall. And, of course, if you know, City Hall's got the big dome that you see coming up and down the highway. I think the actual address is Washington Avenue or something like that, but just Google that. So great event there. Of course, the Atlanta Dream are in action tonight. They'll be playing the Connecticut Sun down on the south side at the Gateway Center Arena. A great event to go to if you want an inexpensive professional. You know, we talked about how expensive professional sport tickets are. If you want to see a great event, inexpensive professional sports, and a team that's playing really well, go see the Atlanta Dream. So, Greg, question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with any Irish-type sports?
Well, if it doesn't include a pint.
No, yeah, well, that's one, too.
That'd be one right there I could do.
So the Atlanta Peach Cup is being held this weekend, and it features 4 Irish sports.
Hang on a second. An Irish sport? A sport that nobody else on the planet plays except in Ireland? That's what you're saying?
Well, they call it Irish club sports. It says the 2022 Atlanta Peach Cup Irish Field Sports, starting today at 9 a.m., will end at 3 o'clock at Silverbacks Park on Silverbacks Way in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Okay? The sports are, and I'm not super familiar with some of these sports, but I got an email for it. So, Camogie?
And I would imagine you're pronouncing it wrong, but go ahead.
Okay. Gaelic football, ladies' Gaelic football, and hurling.
Again, after too many pints, that last one applies.
Okay, and it says it's being hosted by the Atlanta GAA, an Atlanta-based Irish field sports club, hosting the 2022 Peach Cup. They've been doing this since 2014.
I'm not familiar with it, my son.
Yeah, me either.
Not yourself. And but so I don't know if I'd attend, but it sounds like a wonderful time.
I bet you it's going to be a real good time.
Sounds like a wonderful time, especially that hurling at the end.
Yeah, there you go.
After a few Guinnesses.
There you go. So, and then this is a good one. So for all you budding high school football players, the big boys get some luck. They have a high school camp, and it's called Hogs versus Dogs, all for the offensive and defensive linemen. It's being held at Sprayberry High School in Marietta. You can still register today because it does not begin until 3 o'clock out in the middle of the hottest time of the day. To get the big guys out there, the big 250, 280, 300-pounders, the Hogs versus the Dogs. So you can go to this website here. Let's see. It's called go to Eventbrite, Hogs, and Google Hogs versus Dogs. And it's a offensive-defensive line training and competition event. 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Sprayberry High School. I may just ride past there to see some of these big kids getting out there and showing what they can do. And sweating.
And making sure there's plenty of water around. That's what you need
hydrate.
To go out there for.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But that sounds like it's going to be a good event. And that's everything that I have on our local event. I'll see if there's any more for tomorrow. Of course, game two of the Braves and Dodgers series will go down tonight at 7:15. Is it a must-win for the Braves? Because I don't want them to go down two games. I mean, they've already lost the series.
Must-win?
I want them to win this series.
Okay, so then that would be a must-win.
Yeah.
But it's not technically a must-win. Not in June 25th.
No. But
you want to win.
Yeah.
You want to do – hang on, I'm done communicating here with six different people.
Uh-oh.
You want to do what you did against San Francisco.
Well, they took three out of four against San Fran.
You
want
to win
the
series.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
You want to win it, but you're not getting knocked out of any playoff contention by not. And by beating them right now means as far as if you meet them again in the playoffs.
But what it means is, that's not true. Well,
no, it doesn't.
Unless we end up tied with the same record.
I'm not talking about who gets home field. I'm talking about what happens in the game is not relative to what will happen in the playoffs. You don't know who's going to be injured.
Yeah.
You don't listen. Acuna's coming back now.
Right.
He could be a completely different player
by
playoffs time.
Yeah.
Right?
We will have by the playoffs. We will have two arms returning, one in the starting rotation, one in the bullpen.
Yeah, but you don't know what.
And another
be
like. Big bat coming back.
You hope that they perform, and bring a contribution in a way. But listen, every time that there is these World Series teams all have that player that you didn't expect, that on paper doesn't seem like they're going to be the star they end up being during the seven-game series. That X factor.
Yeah. That's what Eddie Rosario was.
Or Solar. He's down there in Miami now, right. But what he did last year. So let's wait and see. But, yeah, you want the win. You want to – hey, Freddie got his one last night on his return. Cool. Let's sweep the next coup game.
There you
and
go.
Each one of them are on prime time, too.
Yeah, that's right. 7:15 and 8 o'clock.
It's going to be great. All right. Got to talk about this draft. You guys need to let me know what I missed, if anything, as far as we know what the Hawks got. But where does this one rank as far as what we're seeing coming out of college in the NFL? We heard about this not being a big year for quarterbacks. What are we looking at when you look at this class now that the draft is over with? We're going to talk to Eric, and we're going to talk to DeShone Tate. He's going to join us next. Sam and Greg, Mr. Crenshaw's out. Eric's in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. If I could touch your body, I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, but I need Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this 25th day of June. Mr. Crenshaw is on assignment. Eric Slaughter, our producer, regular producer here, he has stepped in admirably, and he was with me this morning, being my crutch, bringing me up on the things that I missed this past week, being gone and dealing with my father. And again, had kind of one eye on what's going on with the sports world. Couldn't wait to get back yesterday and see all the pomp and circumstance going on surrounding Freddie. And we have a poll question up for that. Love for you to participate on. Were you a George Michael fan? You brought that back?
Oh, big time.
You were, huh?
From Wham to his solo career.
Were you up there dancing with that big T-shirt on?
I was. Well, I don't know about the big T-shirt, but,
you know.
Shoes,
like, all that? Okay. Well, he would have been 59 years old today.
Yeah, he died really young, didn't he?
Well, that's a relative age. I always, it's funny when you say that because you hear people say that, oh, he was only 65 years old. Well, say that to a 20-year-old and see if they think, would mean only. That's old. You supposed to be dead then. Listen to some folks. I think about some of the people who I thought when they said he was a young whatever, an age that they would put out there when right. I was in my 20s. I'm going, what do you mean only?
Well,
that dude's supposed to be gone. But I have a different perspective now.
I got
now.
You. But, I mean, you know, it's the one thing. How many times you been to L.A.? You been to L.A. a lot?
Yes.
The first time I went to L.A., I took the tour of Beverly Hills, and the one stop, they said, yeah, this is the park where George Michael had his incident. Yay.
Jeez, okay. Yeah, well, I guess it's a stop.
It is a stop.
You know, they do the same thing in Central Park where David Lee Roth got caught doing his stuff.
I guess.
Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Week, I couldn't be happier. He has arrived.
I don't think he ever left.
He's on the phone. We missed him a week ago, but, you know, some things are worth the wait. And I couldn't be happier. I want to thank him profusely for getting up and bringing his knowledge to the show this morning. Deshaun Tate, how are you, sir? Thank you for getting up. And you doing okay?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on the show again. He said, I don't think he's left. That was funny. I have been quite busy lately. And listen, it's for good reason. 60 young men had their names called and have opportunities to live out their dreams. And nothing is better than that. When you work your whole life towards something and your dreams start coming true, the blessing of the NBA draft. We're not done yet. We got Summer League coming up. We still got Summer League in the next week or two. So it's going to be awfully busy.
When you started that phrase, and I knew where you were going, but if somebody had tapped in, you could have been talking about a graduation at West Point. I wasn't sure where you were going
possibly,
with that, but then
possibly, but I'm pretty sure that the consensus probably figured out as much that he's probably talking about the NBA.
I know, but I ain't talked to you in a minute, man. We ain't talked to you in a minute. You know, I'm having a little fun. We were talking Michigan a minute ago. Eric had asked, and maybe you can answer this better than I is. Who is the most popular professional sports team in that city? I know you're from Lansing, East Lansing, but who would you say that is in Detroit? Is it the Red Wings? Is it the Pistons? Is it the Tigers? Is it the Lions?
It is definitely not the Lions. That's why it took you so long to remember them.
I had to think of a Thanksgiving Day meal. Eric believes it's the Red Wings.
Sure.
And I really couldn't argue with that.
Yeah, no, it is the Red Wings.
All right, so listen.
It's hockey town.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Deshaun Tate joining Sam and Greg here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, everything took place on Thursday night as far as those names that you just alluded to. Let's start with everything happening here locally, and how did the Hawks do? Did they fill their needs with their first pick? And as they sit here today on this 25th day of June, how much better are they than when the season ended?
I don't think that they filled all of what they needed. The bulk of what they needed, probably not. But it's still a need. You know why? Because everyone in this league can always use a jump shooter and a pure one at that. Potentially, possibly, the most pure one in this draft. I think that A.J. Griffin is definitely going to find himself well within the rotation, which was a question I've been asked quite a bit is, where does he fit in the rotation? Does he play next year? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Now, the reason I said that they don't necessarily feel the need that they probably had at the top of their list, that being someone that is an elite defender, hangs their hat on defense, and, you know, kind of has that bull, you know, that dog in a china shop type of mentality, that somebody with that edge and somebody that's, you know, maybe not boisterous, but the leadership and the glue of the team and all of those different things. And but one thing that he does have, and I made this, I talked to someone else about this. It gives, and I want people to be, you know, be careful out there when you hear me say this. Reminds me in terms of his personality of Cam Reddish a little bit. But here's the difference. Cam Reddish couldn't afford, even though they both have similar personalities in terms of very calm demeanors and so forth, very conservative. Cam Reddish had that within himself as a person, but he brought that to the floor. I don't think that's something that he could afford as a player. Therefore, the team could not afford that. Very much like that is A.J. Griffin, but A.J. Griffin can afford to do that, and he's at his best when he plays calm in that way and not so erratic. So I think that they got a really good one in A.J. Griffin, and he's got a place in this league, and basketball runs in his DNA. He's going to be just fine in a Hawks uniform.
So, Deshaun, my question for you is, for the last month plus, on every show here on 92.9 The Game, on every major media outlet, the Hawks are linked to this person, the Hawks are linked to that person, and come Thursday night, the draft goes down and nothing. Was it all smoke and mirrors, or was it all rumors that had no merit in the first place? What do you think?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, I think that the Hawks have been actively trying to make some moves. I think that that's been pretty clear. But I think that, you know, the good thing about, for those who wanted to see something, maybe disappointed that nothing has happened already, is that we've put all this faith and trust and belief in Travis Link. And over the years, we've, you know, believed that this man knows what he's doing. He's not going out there just to throw crap against the wall to see if it sticks. He's going to do it if it makes sense. And if it doesn't, then I don't think that it'll happen. And I honestly, I don't believe that it will, if it doesn't make sense, nor should it if it doesn't make sense. And it's not a must get rid of this guy, insert this guy here. And I think that's the smart way to go about it, because it has to be the right person. It has to be the right fit. Listen, this isn't NBA 2K. Okay, this is a business. This is not a video game. And I think that, you know, everyone understands that. And before you just give it away for some peanuts, you can go and make sure that you get something in return that can help, you know, take this team further than it did the year before last, which is the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think that they're going to do everything they can to make sure that they get that in return and not just get anything for it.
As Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Eric Slaughter in for Mr. Crenshaw, who is out this morning. You're listening to Deshaun Tate coming out here. All right, listen, this is for both of you guys. Deshaun, give me your thoughts first. But last week, I'm gone. I'm kind of keeping my ear on sports and the draft that's coming up a little bit, but things are coming in and out. And one of the things that I heard mentioned but didn't get much elaboration on was this talk about John Collins being moved. What was that conversation about? Now, listen, I understand when you get to close to any draft, whatever the sport is, there's all kinds of, as Eric put earlier, smoke and mirrors. There's all sorts of misdirection that's going on. Everybody's a magician, right? And they got you looking over here when they really want to do something over there. But I'm hearing this John Collins stuff. What was that, and is there anything to it that could possibly happen before things get tipped off for this next season?
Yeah, a lot of conversation about John Collins being moved, and something that everybody knows, and I think that it's ultimately going to happen. Some people are disappointed that it hasn't happened already. I wouldn't say be in a rush to make a move on John. He's been, you know, linked to several different teams in terms of a trade, whether that be for picks for some of them, like Sacramento's 4 or Portland's 7, that didn't happen. And then obviously some talks earlier in the week, a few days ago, about, you know, making a move for DeJounte Murray out of from San Antonio, in which I think it's been rumored that, you know, San Antonio, you know, feels that, you know, Atlanta maybe wasn't offering up enough. But in the event that something like that would have happened, it's probably the highest interest that I would have had as the Atlanta Hawks from everything that's been discussed. Because forget about getting a pick in exchange and all these other things. And, of course, you want to move a contract, potentially a hefty one, for John. But in the event that DeJounte Murray would have been in that deal, that would have been something to really look forward to in the ATL.
Hey, look, before you go, and I want to ask this question. As we look back in this year, and sorry about jumping on you there, Eric, but I don't know how much longer we're going to have Deshaun here. Okay, so the picks are what they are. We'll see what the Hawks do with them. And if anything moves with John Collins. Obviously, you will be one of the people that we call and get backstory if there is one or anything. But NBA is going to take a break for a while. College is going to take a break for a while. So I don't know when we're going to talk to you next. So I want to kind of get a recap of your year, season, if you will, because you've been to a number of events, Deshaun. And we've been talking to you after you know, he just showed up. He was out last week. He was in Chapel Hill, or he was in, you know, this game, or he was in New Orleans for the final. What was the highlight of your basketball traveling season? Was it Duke, North Carolina, and being there for the Coach K last one? Was it the Final Four? What was it? What was the game?
Yeah, the Final Four one is always going to have a special place in my heart just because it is on the highest of highest levels. And you had all the blue blood programs there, Kansas, Duke, North Carolina, and Villanova. It doesn't really get much better than that. You never know what you're going to get. You got some really good ones. But it's probably got to take the cake for Duke and North Carolina at Duke. That one is a pretty easy one. I got to see Duke and Michigan State for second or third time only in my life that I got a chance to see it. But yeah, it's definitely Duke and North Carolina, the most fierce rivalry in the entire sport. And plus, I got to pick that one. I done spent a nice chunk of change just trying to make sure I got myself in the building. For those whole 2 hours, I'm still trying to get caught up on rent. So that's got to be the one I'm taking.
Trying to get caught up. That's a phrase I don't think has ever been said on the show. Trying to get caught up on rent.
I did that when the Falcons went to the Super Bowl. I figured may not ever happen again. Rent and gas and car notes and insurance can get paid later. I'm going to that Super Bowl. So I know how he feels.
We got to get on out of here, but there I'm going to ask both of you guys where you were. And it hasn't been mentioned during the show.
What's that?
Not sports related. Deshaun, where were you? June 25th, 13 years ago. Where were you June 25th, 13 years ago? I ask you that because this is the anniversary of the day that Michael Jackson died. And everybody kind of remembers where they were when he died. Yeah. And more importantly, they forgot about the fact that a dude who was on the wall, a poster that was on the walls of most men the generation before us, she also passed on that same day and got swallowed up by Michael Jackson.
I remember that.
Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
But Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, June 25th, 2009. Where were you when you got the news?
Deshaun, you go first.
Okay, well, I was definitely here in Atlanta, and because there was way too much going on at where I was living at the time, I ended up going to give me a hotel room for the night because I wanted to catch the NBA draft and have an opportunity to actually hear it. So that was the same night that I told a lot of people that the Minnesota Timberwolves was going to be extremely, extremely kicking themselves in the rear end for the next X amount of years because they decided to take two point guards, Ricky Rubio and Johnny Flynn, over Stephen Curry. I told everybody the same thing that I told them about Trae Young, that he was going to be a star in this league, and everyone laughed at me hysterically, and now they're kicking themselves in the rear end for it.
Okay.
That's where he was. That day that I heard the news.
Eric?
Well, I was at a hotel as well, but I was working then, so I was still a Marriott employee, and we were all there that day, and remember when the news broke, it was midday, and we just talked about it the rest of the day. That was it.
Yeah. Well, I think we take from this, I was at home, no place special when it happened. But I think what we've learned from this is that we should take Deshaun, scoop him up, take him to Vegas. Because obviously he's picking.
Let's do it.
But we got to pay because he's still, you know, catching up from his travels.
If he's successful.
I got an idea. How about you guys take Deshaun to Vegas next week for the NBA Summer League where we get a chance to see A.J. Griffin in a jersey in a Hawks uniform for the first time?
Well, we'll see if we can get some credentials to make that happen.
Yeah, we'll see what's up here. Get Rick Gaffey on the phone, see if that's worth in the budget. Hey, man. As always, thank you for getting up and being part of the show. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Deshaun.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me at Take Hoops, where basketball lives.
That's what I was going to ask you to give that out there real quick. All right. Coming up, we are going to let you know about some job opportunities. And this is not the casting call. This is something that Sam and I started last week. It's want ads. That's coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Sort of. This morning, Mr. Crenshaw's on assignment. Eric Slaughter, our producer, is joining me this morning and helping out immensely because, like I said, I was had one toe dipped into the sports world last week doing some family stuff, and so he's been a big help this morning. But, you know, I've been watching most of the stuff that's happened over the last couple of days, and again, Freddie yesterday, and we're going to talk more about that with Joe Patrick later on in the show. We've got a special guest coming up at the top of the hour. Going to get him up here. That's going to be the real part. Dr. Dale Yake, CEO and founder of PT Solutions, is going to join us. Let him spread his sports talk muscle because he hasn't done it in a while. He used to do a show up here, but he has got a number of tentacles out in different areas that affects college and pro sports, the concussion boards that he sits on. So we're going to talk to Dale about a number of things. Also, Sean Belegian, who's going to join us from WJR. Paul Smith Show up in Detroit. He is our hockey voice. And, of course, Game 5 took place last night, and Avs could have shut it down, but they didn't. They let Tampa Bay come back, scored in the third period, tied the game up, and then won in overtime. So we're going to talk to Sean about that. But last week, and Eric, you were a part of this when it happened, yep. And we sort of organically came up with an idea, though this is something that Sam and I do all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We regularly talk about the job opportunities there for referees, for people on not just the high school or, you know, local neighborhood levels, but the college level.
Right.
I talk about it with Casting Call, jobs mm-hmm. in front of and behind the camera in the film industry, and any other sort of opportunities where it comes to passing on job information. So we just started last week, decided, you know what, I don't know two people who – as they walk through life and do different things, have stories about, I couldn't get this because this particular place didn't have enough personnel.
All aspects of life.
Yeah, across the board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's in a way right now, as we sit here in June of 2022, the expanse of jobs that are there, coupled with the fact that there are people looking for jobs
right.
who don't want to take those particular jobs
right.
is maddening to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there, okay? So instead of trying to dissect the reasons why they're not taking them, we're just going to continue to just let you know about these job opportunities. Last week it was the Paulding Fire Department. You know, there are people out there who are trying to figure out what they want to do in life of a certain age. And so maybe it was a consideration. Maybe I'll go to these classes, maybe I'll go to the school and learn how to be a fireman.
And what great information the chief is it Bowden?
No, Chief Brandon.
Brandon, yeah. You know, when he came on, you know.
Well, Chief Pelfrey is the head of everything Paulding County. I like to call him that because he's like number two. He's like a Scottie Pippen.
Uh-huh.
So I still like to call him Chief.
Gotcha, okay. Friend. But yeah, but what such great information he gave last week. And great to our listeners and on our Twitter account, that was one of our most downloaded episodes on
what?
Yeah,
nobody told me that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, really,
yeah,
last week's was
yes.
Because I talked to Brandon as I was somewhere in Tifton
mm-hmm.
driving and asked him, did he get any feedback? Of course, he got sparks coming off his heels for how busy he is on a regular basis. So it wasn't yep. one of the things where he just sort of stopped
yeah.
and looked at what was going on, what he was getting. Anyway, so I have one
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to do now.
Okay.
And then I'm going to leave the floor to you.
All right.
Because I got to go our guest in.
So has he you heard
yeah,
from
he's,
him?
He's I've heard he's here. He's he's reached the location. But I think you have to push a button or two. So I'm gonna take care of this, and we'll go now and let him in here in just a second. Anyway, so here's what we got for this week. And mm-hmm. by the way, that information from last week is still up on
absolutely. Our, Sam and Greg hit podcasts, and you'll see Chief Paulding County Fire Chief. What was his whole name?
Brandon.
Hutchinson. It'll be there. Yep. You can download it. Listen.
No,
to
no.
It.
I'm sorry, Brandon Newsom.
Brandon Newsom.
I'm
yeah.
thinking of the guy from yeah. Land Motor Speedway.
Yeah. Sam, go to 92.9 The Game. Hit podcast. Hit Sam and Greg, and you'll find it under Sam and Greg from last weekend.
All right. Now here's what I have for you today. We don't have a person coming on. We're going to let you know about this, and I'll hit this again tomorrow too.
Mm-hmm.
The FAA.
Federal Aviation Administration.
Very good. They need air traffic controllers, man. Now, here's the deal. The application window is this weekend. You got until Monday.
That's a prestigious job, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Wow.
So, again, there is a need for the FAA hiring air traffic controllers. Keep in mind that the application window, again, is only 3 days. It is today. Actually, it started yesterday.
Okay.
Today.
And Sunday.
Tomorrow. It wow. ends Monday, the 27th.
Wow.
Okay. Therefore, if you have some young folks between 18 and 30 years old, 18 to 30, tell them to go to Are You Ready? www.faa.gov.
/.
And I want it. This is an excellent word. BEATC. BEATC.
Wonder what that stands for.
Well, you'll find out when you hit it. Again, FAA.gov /BE/ATC. They have a salary range here. All I'm going to say is it starts in the six digits. Okay. It starts.
Well, like I said, I've heard people talk about, you know, that's a highly sought after position.
It's also a high stressful job at times. Yeah. So you want to keep that in mind too. Paid training and school.
Wow.
So again, the salary range during the 2.5 year training period.
2.5 years. Whoa.
Yes. Equates to between about 1900 to 3100 a week. Okay. Now that's, like I said, training in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Please use the link, follow it to pass it on to your close friends. But again, 18 to 30 year olds, you are interested, you want to find out what's going on with being an air traffic controller, you want to go to www.faa.gov/BE/ATC. So there you go. As we continue, we're going to bring the hot fudge back up here in a little bit there. And
the hot fudge?
The
song?
Yeah. Anyway, there is the want ads. I know that there was some more maybe local stuff that you wanted to get to that you had talked about. I'm going to go bring our guests in here, and you guys want to stick around for the top of the hour because things are going to take a left turn in a way that we hadn't really expected.
Well, you know, you go ahead, and I'll talk to the listeners here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Make sure you download the Odyssey app as Greg hits the elevator to go bring in our special guest for 8 o'clock hour. Once again, if you just did not just hear what Greg said, Greg and Sam, each and every week, I've done their show for the past 4 months consecutively, and I've done their show for the, you know, umpteenth time for the 2 years that I've been here. And each week, they give you a piece of information that will help you find not what we call a job. You know, I remember my dad used to talk about, he would say there are jobs and there are careers. The information that Greg just gave our listeners, and if you're out there, make sure you follow Greg at Get Cast with Greg. You can follow myself at East Lauder for Real. And we will put all this information out on our Twitter accounts, on 929 The Game's Twitter account, and on our social media profiles that the FAA is hiring for air traffic controllers. And Greg mentioned that if you are accepted into the position, you go through schooling for 2.5 years, but you have the potential of making up to a six-figure income. How many jobs out there can you say, I went to school for 2 years and I got a six-figure income? Not a lot. I mean, I know people who go to college for 4 years, then go for graduate school for a couple years and still have to work their way up to a six-figure income. There's not a lot of those jobs out there. So that was great information that Greg just gave. Once again, the website is www.faa.gov, and you hit /BEATC. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg in the morning. Eric Slaughter sitting in for Sam, and now currently holding down the fort while Greg runs out to take care of some local business. Once again, if you missed any part of the earlier show, make sure you download the Odyssey app. Last night, the Braves were losers to the Dodgers by the score of 4-1. Ian Anderson was on the hill. He got off to a rocky start, gave up a couple runs in the first inning. The Braves had chances to get back in the game. They left a lot of guys on base last night. And Ronald Acuna, in his first at-bat, got on, gave the little hey brother hug to Freddie Freeman. Of course, the local TV crew definitely focused on that, as they did. And then Ronald Acuna proceeded to get caught stealing. And if you missed that play, it was one of those plays where it was kind of funny because he cleanly stole the base. It was a hit and run with Dansby Swanson at the plate. Dansby swung. Freddie took off. Freddie stole the bag, but he could not hold the bag. Came off the bag, and he got put out by the umpire at second base. I'm giving a little recap.
Are you still talking?
I'm still talking.
All right. Got two more minutes. It's been like an audition thing going on here for you, so that's why I left.
You know, no problem. But yeah, I was talking about last night. You might have missed it during the Braves game when Ronald Acuña got caught stealing early in the game, because the Braves had a lot of chances to get back in that game and win that game, but they left a lot of guys on base, or they had a lot of base running errors. You know, Ronald Acuña stole a bag, couldn't hold it.
Right. And it came off it.
Yeah,
right?
It came off it, and the guy kept the tag on him, and that really ended the first inning rally that probably could have got the Braves back into that game, and who knows, morning, sir, that they could have possibly made that more of a game. So you were real swift on your feet because you weren't gone but a minute or two.
I did have to go down and wash the car. I had to make a little stop.
But, as we have Dr. Dale Yate coming in here, I don't want you to, sprain no ankles or pull no hamstrings
when
you were sprinting.
He's not coming until, we get through this commercial break, so he'll be here for a minute. But this man knows his way around this joint.
Yeah.
He knows his way around here.
Well, I hope you don't need his services.
I don't need his services.
When you went sprinting over there to the door.
Well, there's been a little less of Greg lately here, too. That's the other thing, too. So I've been, stretching and doing stuff, and I was gone this last week and thought my blood sugar was going to spike and go all kinds of crazy. And
were you eating bad down there?
I did not. I wasn't as diligent as I should have been, but I was surprised when I tested myself this morning, and I was like just one or two higher than I was before I left.
So that's good. Do you have any favorite spots you hit when you on down there on the road or anything?
Well, no, not anymore.
Not anymore?
No, I can't do that anymore. Just don't want to do it. Are you ready coming up in this 8 o'clock hour?
We are ready.
Because not only do we have Dr. Dale here, but he's also going to want to talk about, listen, man, I don't know how many of his kids play hockey, but he's got some kids that play some hockey. I know he's a fan of hockey. I know he worked with some professional hockey teams. He got stories with professional teams that range from
some
NFL.
Some that he can tell and some that he can't.
So, exactly. Can't mention no names. I'm not going to put him into that, but he can mention situations and injuries and things like that. Yeah. So there's some professional, but it's not just that. It's also on the much lower level too. So we're going to tap into not just his knowledge and from what he's got the degree on his wall for, but the man loves sports, and he ain't had a chance.
My kind of guy.
He ain't had a chance to flex them sports talk muscles in a while. So we're going to get them going today.
He can coach you up, then he can patch you up.
Sean Bellegian is going to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about game 5 and what to look forward to, possibly game 6. Joe Patrick's going to join us. Atlanta United versus Toronto coming up tonight, and Braves and Dodgers and Freddie return. All that is on the way. It's Sam and Greg Erickson for Mr. Crenshaw, and Dr. Dale Yake is going to join us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.